Aircheckdownloads.com.
The sound of Wiltshire.
And all the music you love.
You've done it. You've made it to the middle of the week already. And that's the start of your Wednesday morning, the 12th of May. The Cause, What Can I Do? Brand new record from Will Young, which I'm really enjoying hearing. It's called Daniel. And that was Donna Summer and Dinner with Gershwin. I was watching a programme on telly at the weekend about when Donna Summer teamed up with Stock Aitken Waterman. Do you remember that? And she did This Time I Know It's For Real. It was quite a shock for people at the time. And you think she was the disco queen of the 70s. And then came over to England and made a record with good old Stock Aitken Waterman, along with Rick Astley and the Folk. Anyway, there we go. Now, we've got music on the way from Dua Lipa, Victorious in the Brits. We've got The Jam as well. Brand new record by Coldplay on the way, if you haven't heard that yet. And they were at the Brits tonight as well. Stories from this day in history, they're on the way with a birthday, musical birthday in there too. Plus, the front pages of your newspapers. But now, The Killers.
Are we dancers?
Killers and Human. I will get to your email, Daisy, a little bit later on. Thank you for your emails. So really nice to hear from you. And Bob in Weybridge as well always sends interesting emails. Now, I like this from Bob because he says, enjoying the Tuesday night get-together. And that is a good way of describing it, isn't it? It's a get-together. And Bob, you make me laugh here because you say the quizzes are brilliant. Some are very thought-provoking. And I was thinking, that's a bit kind, really. Thought-provoking. They're just silly, aren't they, the questions on the quiz? But I really appreciate that. And he says, interesting to note on your quiz question that just went. He said, Mungo Jerry's first chart topper in the summertime, which I've got at home somewhere, was a bit of a problem for jukebox operators in as much as it was a maxi single and could only be played at 33 RPM. After the record reached number one, Pye Records came to the rescue for the jukebox operators and pressed up a two-track single in the summertime, which played at the standard 45 RPM. I didn't know that. So it was a 7-inch single, but it played at 33. So you put it on the jukebox and that would be awful, wouldn't it? Because the jukebox couldn't do a 33. So they had to redo it. Thank you, Bob. I never knew that. You are Mr. Fact. We love it.
The Late Show. This day in history.
And thanks as well for the suggestions and more songs to listen to. I'm going to be at it for hours, Bob. 21 minutes past midnight and it's the 12th of May. So what was going on then? 1777, the first ice cream advertisement appeared in the New York Gazette. Look what it said. We all scream for ice cream. Now that was a radio advert, wasn't it? Talking of radio, 1908, wireless radio broadcasting was patented by Nathan B. Stubblefield. What a great name. And the runner Harry Green ran a world record marathon, 2 hours 38, 16.2. That was in the Polytechnic Marathon in London, 1913. Snappy that, isn't it? Polytechnic Marathon. Sandoz Labs began manufacturing LSD in 1938 on this day. And the government gave the go-ahead to proposals to convert Stansted into an international airport. 1967. Norman Foster won the job of designing the terminal, didn't he? Mick Jagger married his fiancée after a row with the media nearly halted proceedings in 1971. Which one was that then? Was that Jerry Hall? One of many. This is a great story. 1989. The last graffiti-covered New York City subway car was retired. Was it really the last? Really? Somebody must have come along and spoiled that record. This day in 2000, Ford workers at the Dagenham plant reacted with shock and anger at the news that production was to be transferred to Germany and Spain. The chappie who won the Best British Single in the Brits last night, former One Direction singer Harry Styles, released his self-titled debut solo album, 2017. If it's your birthday today, you're sharing it with some very famous people. Florence Nightingale was born in 1820, Katharine Hepburn in 1907, Homer Simpson is 64 years old today. Doesn't look a day different since I first saw him. Tony Hawk is 53 today. And born on this day in 1942, the amazing Ian Dury. And I thought we should play a record. Now, it's always difficult to choose one, but I love the instrumental break in this track. So here we go. Reasons to be cheerful, part 3.
Aircheckdownloads.com.